Welcome to The Being Leader. I'm Annabelle Graham. Hi folks, Happy New Year and welcome to 2022. I hope you had a really good holiday period and managed to get some chance to recharge, reflect, and decide how you want to start this year. Now, at this time of year, in social and print media, frankly, everywhere, it's the new you, new year. What are your goals? What's your intention? And it can be a little bit overwhelming if, quite frankly, you aren't into that New Year's resolution guff. You know, I'm not anymore. I've been there, done that, and really can't be bothered. But as we start a year, often having had some time out over the holiday period, it does give us some time to sit and reflect. And that's what I want to do in this short podcast today. And I'm going to ask you a seemingly really simple question. How are you showing up? You see, how we show up in our lives, whether it's with our family, in our jobs, with our teams, is how other people experience us. You know, if we show up as distracted and rushed, whether that's with our family or at work, then people will experience us as not paying attention or being there with them or for them. If we show up in our jobs feeling overworked, that we have no time and we're constantly juggling, guess what? We won't prioritise. We'll jump from one thing to the next and we'll feel like we haven't accomplished anything. And if we show up as leaders, because this podcast is about leaders, constantly running from one meeting to the next, cancelling appointments as our diaries are too full, our teams and colleagues will feel that they don't matter, that something else is always more important than them. And this happens in our home lives too. So I want to focus on that simple question. As you sit here at the start of the year, hopefully having taken a little bit of time out to reflect, how would you like to show up this year? Because how we show up and how we are being is absolutely something we can choose. Now, sometimes we feel we can't, that we have no choice, that circumstances or people are forcing us to be a certain way, that it's all their fault, and that we've got to act a certain way, do certain things, make certain decisions. But that isn't the case. That is us choosing to be influenced by the circumstances around us. Yes, we may have events that happen that we aren't as we wished. We might be late for appointments. People may let us down. We might get chewed out by our partner, have a disagreement with colleagues or clients. But we don't have to let that influence how we show up. We are entirely in control of our response to every situation. We do have to recognise that though, and take personal agency and responsibility for our behaviour and our actions, and then choose how others will experience us. Because when we do that, when we start to notice how we are being, what emotions we are feeling, and recognise how we are coming across, then we can start to do something about that. We can choose how we want to be instead. We can choose how we will respond to those frustrators around us and choose who we want to be to other people and how they will experience us. In doing that, we can take more control of our emotions, our day, our focus, and our lives, and get much better outcomes from it. And probably feel happier as well. So I ask for a third time. How do you want to show up as you go into this year? What do you want to experience? And how do you want to be? You know, remember, you are the common denominator in all your interactions. That's the common thread. So if you change how you show up, how you respond, and how you interact, you change everything else. So let's look at some examples. Let's look at some things that you could decide to do. So you could decide to value your time and put boundaries in place to protect it. What's the consequence? You no longer have back-to-back meetings because you either shorten them, cancel the ones you don't need to go to, or push back in timings and make space for yourself. The knock-on is that you feel less rushed. You can do more meaningful work. You don't cancel one-to-one meetings anymore. You meet people. You finish work on time. And you're no longer feeling overwhelmed by the huge amount of work that you have to do. And you have time to listen to people and have space to think. You could also simplify that a little and say, you know, I'm just going to decide to make time for me. So what's the consequence? Well, you could make time for hobbies or rest and relaxation or exercise, whatever you value that gives you space to be. And that means you have more headspace. You have time to think and reflect and gain clarity of thought. You can notice, decide, acknowledge what you reflect and acknowledge new learning and make space to grow. You can come home to you as a person, not just you as the partner, the parent, the team member, the leader. You can start to value your own contribution and recognize that to do that, you need time to pause and reflect. You could decide to value other people's time or your relationship with them. And what's the consequence? You deliver work on time because you've committed to do it. You show up to meetings on time and prepared because you've committed to do it. You make space for great conversations. Put your phone down, your tablet down, and are truly present because it's important to be with that person. You ask people, when can you see them? And agree times mutually, rather than double booking or making assumptions. And when you go into conversations, you go in for win-win. You go in to listen, to find common ground and to understand, rather than to battle or to be the winner or to make it a competition. And in doing that, that builds rapport. It builds trust. It builds safety in those relationships and it enables you to have better relationships. What else could you decide? You could decide to be positive rather than be grumpy and frustrated when things don't go away, no matter what the situation. And what's the consequence of that? Well, people experience you as positive. They say you're always happy and upbeat. They want to be around you and to have great conversations with you. And they're much more relaxed in what they say and do around you because they're no longer afraid about how you will react. They don't guard what they say. They don't guard how they behave. And you can't remember the last time you had a disagreement because you don't go into conversations to be the winner or to argue. You see interactions as learning opportunities. You know, some of them will work. Sometimes you'll make mistakes. But you're open to whatever will happen rather than get annoyed and frustrated when conversations or situations don't go to plan. You could decide to be honest and have the difficult conversation. What's the consequence? You give feedback more. And that could be to your family, to your team, to your boss, to your clients. Now, this may mean that you need to think how you phrase that feedback. But in being more open and honest, actually you build more trust. You have better relationships. You debate and discuss things rather than get frustrated and argue. And also you make less assumptions and have less misunderstandings because you're trying to find out what's going on. You're curious. You clear the air quickly. There's no more moaning and bitching. And actually, you're much nicer to be around. You could also choose to no longer compare yourself to others and to accept that you are capable and add value. And what's the consequence of that? Well, you value yourself, your experiences, your knowledge, your capability and opinions more. And in doing that, you also will value other people's because you believe that they equally are able and capable. And you feel valued and that you can contribute. And in doing that, you speak up more regularly. You care less about what others think of you as you're confident in your own knowledge and in your own actions rather than needing to be praised and validated by others. Now, these are just examples. You can choose any list you want. Now, for some of you listening, that might be a little bit too daunting. That could be like being offered the world. So instead, sometimes it's easier to think about what don't we want to have anymore? Do we want to be different? And then flip it. Because by deciding what we don't want to have happen, we can then start to choose what we would like instead. And that begins our list. Now, all of the things you don't want can be changed. All of them are within your control. But that doesn't mean what you need to do to change them is going to be easy. It might be bloody difficult. In fact, it might be something that actually, deep down, you don't want to do, but it's your choice. If you decide to stick with the status quo, then accept that you chose to stick with the status quo and don't complain because that was your decision, no one else's. So hopefully this has given you a little bit of time to reflect and to start to think and think about, what do I want? How do I want to show up? How do I want to act and respond? Because by making that choice, by actively deciding how you will show up and taking personal agency, you can transform how you work and live and the relationships that you have with others and yourself. Thanks for listening to The Being Leader.